The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
You know, every year we talk about the Vincent de Paul, svp.ie, for those of you who are in a position to do something nice for them by way of donation. You know, if you donate, it goes locally, and it could be, as I keep saying, briquettes in the fireplace or a tin of biscuits in the press. And the people who, the Vincent de Paul, part of the reason I love this charity so much, I admire what they do, and all the chapters around the country and all the volunteers and who work in the shops and call to the door. It's discreet. It's really discreet and it's dignified. That's what I love about this charity. And, you know, some people get to the end of their tether emotionally and financially. And there are so many different services, whether it's Samaritans, whether it's Aware, whether it's a loan, whether it's Peter House, whether it's Alice Leahy, whether it's Peter McVerry, whether it's we could go on. Just so many people doing so many good things around the country for people in trouble. But who are the people in trouble? And when do they find themselves like George Bailey at the bar, muttering into their fist, tears in their eyes, and just saying, I'm not a praying man, but if you can get me out of this corner, I would really appreciate it. Just help. And who do you ask when you want to be that person who is the leader of a family, the father figure, the mother figure, the person who has to keep it all together? Where do you go when you're the one that everyone goes to? Eventually, there comes a time where you actually have to turn and look left or right and say, help. Here's an email that sums this up. It came into us in November, and I didn't read it out to you because the man who wrote to us said afterwards, you know what, don't read it out, leave it. But I'm reading it today because, well, let me read it and all will become apparent. It says, good morning, Ryan. I'm writing this email to you to try and explain what this COVID has done to me and my little family. And let me start by telling you about myself. I'm a separated father of two young girls and I work in the hospitality industry. At least I was. I was always comfortable financially. And my idea of being comfortable was food on the table, all the bills paid, a little break every summer, nice presents at Christmas, and a few quid to buy a new jacket or new runners for my girls when they needed them. And to having to afford these few things meant I was comfortable and, more importantly, that I was happy. And this morning, I kissed my two daughters goodbye as they went off to school, oblivious to any worries or anxieties that their father has. I'm putting on a brave face and I don't want them worried. And I came into the kitchen after they left and I cried uncontrollably. And Ryan, can you please tell me, how am I supposed to go and keep going and survive on €300 a week? I don't have a plan B this time. I look in my fridge and I know that I only just have enough food to do us until Tuesday, when the next COVID payday comes. I'm actually frightened. I fear that I actually will not have the money for basic necessities. I fear that I'm going to fall behind on my bills. I fear I won't be able to buy new clothes for my two girls. Fear like this is something I've never experienced before in my life. Christmas is just around the corner and the thought of it is making me physically and mentally sick. I'm sorry for this depressing email and I've no doubt that I'm just like many other parents in this country this morning. I hope someone hears this story of a day in my life. I needed the vent. And again, I apologise. But thank you for listening and I appreciate it. If I could stay anonymous, please, as this is so embarrassing for me. And obviously we have the gentleman's name and we made contact with him and asked him how he was doing. And he kind of explained to us that he wrote it at the end of his tether. He just had to do something, had to write to someone, to say something, to get it off his chest. When you're sitting in the kitchen with tears streaming down your face, wondering, what can I do for these two girls? That's desperate. And it's fear and it's horrible. And you're wondering, looking at the fridge and you're looking at the order and you're looking at the bills and you're looking at the ads and you're looking at the movies and you're looking at the expectations and everyone telling you it has to be like this and has to look like this and has to feel like this. And you're going, I don't have this. I can't afford this. Where do you go? He wrote that in November. And then this week he wrote a follow-up email. I'm going to read to you now. Same man, different day, different month, different vibe. And it says, Dear Ryan, just an update on how I'm doing at the moment. For a while, I was just about coping. But since I was last in touch, I contacted SVP. And they gave me some shopping vouchers. That was unbelievable. I was embarrassed, but I was happy to receive them. I'm adjusting to this strange life we're all living at the moment. I really know there's not much point getting myself into the depressed state of mind I got myself into recently. Realistically, my problems are actually tiny compared to other families. I mean, my children's health is perfect. We still have a roof over our heads and we don't have to wake up in a hotel bedroom like other families. We still have food on the table, and SVP were a help to me. My kids are great. They don't want much. I will still make it a very special time for them to be, to the best of my ability. My own head is in a better place now, which the kids have picked up on, and our home is a happier place. I will get there this Christmas. If you believe, you will receive. So apologies for some of the depressing words before. That was my rock bottom. I want to wish you and yours a very happy Christmas. God bless and kind regards, our anonymous dad. And there's something very George Bailey about this man's life in the last month. And now he sees a bit of the light, got a bit of help. It's called Mehel. It's called community. It's called kindness. And Vincent DePaul, I think the Late Late Show pulled in about €1 million from you. And you know what? Every penny of that is going to be spent on people like this. Shopping vouchers. Imagine the simplicity and yet the profound enormity of it for somebody who just hasn't got the wherewithal at that time. And I know this guy will. I really believe it, because we've talked about Vincent DePaul for 20 years on this program. It started off in school putting boxes together when I was a kid. It's something I really believe in. And part of it is that this guy will be back up on his feet when the pandemic goes away. This guy is obviously a really good person. He'll be in a job. If I knew who he was, he'd be, you know, and I was his boss, I'd be promoting him, because he's obviously such a good person and a good dad and a good man, a good soul. And he will donate back to the Vincent DePaul when he's back on his feet. And they keep telling you, the Vincent DePaul, and they're right. Don't be too proud to ask. Do not be embarrassed. It's normal to feel that. It's perfectly normal. But try not to. And do, sometimes we all need emotionally, sometimes financially, a hand up and not a hand out. Big difference. And it'll get you over the line. And if you're in a position to help Vincent DePaul at this point, svp.ie would be a very, very nice way to go. But to that man and his beautiful girls, and I know that he has a good relationship with his ex, and I know that they're going to spend Christmas together. This isn't the saddest story of all time, which is good news. They're smart people, good people. I want to wish you a very, very happy Christmas, and thank you for your time this morning. It's 14 minutes.